save your jaws and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Last night, one of the greats was kicked out of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
It's Billy.
Pack your bags, Billy. We'll see you up in the studio shortly.
Your very own personal minion.
Please welcome Mr. Minion himself, the AFL legend, Billy Brownless.
Pass the frothies around, guys. Billy Brownless is in the house. G'day,
good morning.
Mate.
G'day, guys. Getting late over here now. It's been an eventful day. Got kicked out. I've had steak and chips and about four beers now, so it's going down
beautifully. Nice.
Four beers, Bill. I reckon you can times that by about three. But you had a couple of kilos you could have donated to the African jungle. How much did you lose in there?
Well, I weighed in at 125 kilos. And I come out at 114, so that's 11 kegs. So, I've got something for you to do next January.
Mate, I just got back from Africa and put on weight.
Oh, I know, you get married and very happy with yourself and very comfortable. So I'm telling you, you're going to get on the Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and you've got to drop another 10 or 15, big boy.
Oh, I love it. Hey, Bill, we spoke to Nikki earlier on in the week. You got voted out on Sunday night, and she was bloody stoked to be out of that jungle. What about you? How do you feel?
Yeah, it is tough. Let me tell you, to be honest, it's tough. It's the boredom of just lying around and hanging around all day. It's the boredom of eating oats every day for 16 days. The boredom of eating rice and beans every lunchtime. But also just not knowing what's going on. There's no, obviously, no phones, no TV, no computers. And the interesting one I found, which annoyed me, was there's no clocks or no watches. No one's allowed to have a watch. So you don't know what time it is at all during the day. So, oh, yeah, it must be lunchtime. And then during the other, what is it, 2 or 3 o'clock? Just seems like that drove you mad.
When that happens, Bill, it must be easy to sort of get lost in the camp and really forget that, you know, there are cameras around for you. We've got a bit of audio here from the show from when you were at the sink doing dishes with Rhonda Birchmore. So let's take a quick listen.
She just fell out of love, which happens, you know.
How long were you married?
18 years. And, yeah, you know, I didn't expect it, and you think, oh, she'll come back, and she didn't. So that was a good kick in the gut stuff.
Talking about your relationship, it's pretty personal stuff, but do you just forget that the cameras are around after a while?
No, and that's exactly what happened there. It was an innocent chat with Rhonda. I went down to do the dishes with her, thought I might have a crack, just see how she's situated, but she told me how happy married she was. And then,
good on you for having a crack.
And then honestly, it was an innocent chat, and I forgot. They're in the trees down there because you're not in camp as such. You're down on the river. So they're hiding. The cameras are in the trees. They're locked away.
Right.
But then you still obviously got that thing around you. You've got that thing around your neck, so you know you've been recorded. But that was just a nice, genuine, innocent chat to a lovely lady, you know, and over doing the dishes. So I suppose and that's where probably you let your guard down a bit.
The old young Charlotte was inviting people over to the bed, I've noticed. Your old Wilbur didn't try and wander over there at any stage, did you?
Well, after I got knocked back from Rhonda, I thought, well, I'll have a crack at Charlotte. I love the lips. Yeah, don't worry about that. But the old Rhine dog had snuck in there before
he
me.
He did, didn't he?
Out of there. Let me see you. What's going on there?
One more from me. Mate, was there anybody in the camp that you were pretty much, oh, look, I'm pretty happy to get away from them, or anybody that surprised you while you were in there?
Oh, there's a couple I didn't probably connect with. Mignon. That probably didn't go down too well because there seemed to be a performance for everything that went with it. So, and Tanya and Aaron, you know, they're a different generation to me. You know, they're all LOL and OMG.
I love that. Tanya.
Oh, a different generation.
That's how we feel with Pep.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Cheers. Yeah, that's right. A different generation. So, fair to say we didn't connect, but no, we're still all friends and things like that.
Bill, I was at a wedding on the weekend with a Geelong Champions wedding. Gee, they look sore and wounded going into this season. How are the Cats looking?
Well, I think they've been training bloody tough and had some really big sessions, so they might have been a bit sore, and they'll be up there again. Don't worry about that. And they would have been behaving themselves of course at the wedding. They wouldn't have been drinking.
I put a hole in a few of them, Bill.
You were.
Billy Brownless, great to catch up with you, mate. All the best over there. Safe trip back home. Looking forward to having you back.
Save your jaws and pee. On Hit 92.9.